8F Exercises 2 and 3 Page 98
I am joined today by Karen Dursley, a well-known film critic and someone who allows herself far too much screen time for playing video games.
Nice to be here.
That is right, isn't it? You are just as happy spending an afternoon playing video games as you are watching movies.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So, who better then to have as a guest to tell us about film studios and video games? How are the two connected then, Karen?
Well, last year, 95% of the blockbuster movie and video game markets belonged to large franchises. So the big movie studios are very much involved in the video game world, even though they traditionally use independent companies to design and produce the games. Video games can be a way of introducing new fans of different ages to a franchise and helping a studio keep existing fans happy by providing new experiences that are both imaginative and interactive.
But haven't many movies based on video games flopped at the box office?
Yes, that's true. And if you think about it, it's not hard to see why. Going as far back as the early 90s, when the Super Mario Bros. Movie came out, big budget movies with a video game as their source material have not done well. The main problem was that the video games did not have narrative storylines or characters that were strong enough to make interesting movie content. What's more, when these games became movies, they lost all the interactivity and there was not a lot left for studios to work with. But it's not generally the same when movie content is made into video games.
What do you mean?
Well then, you are at least starting with a strong narrative. You also have characters with interesting identities and histories that players want to explore, even if they haven't seen the original movie. Good game developers can also include elements of the movie experience, such as camera angles and original soundtracks, which help gamers lose themselves in their favorite worlds. Around 65% of franchise fans, gamers and moviegoers alike, say they would rather experience a new episode of something from a franchise they love than play or watch something new. So, from a business point of view, it makes a lot more sense for studios to expand their franchise than create new games or movies.
So, are studios going to become more involved in producing games?
Companies like Disney already are. The Star Wars franchise, which they bought in 2012, has produced some of the most successful games around. It seems to me that in the future, companies like these will plan the development of movies and games at the same time. Some companies are already shooting video game story sequences at the same time that they shoot scenes for the movie. The games are likely to be based on side stories of some of the characters in the movie, so it will be as if you are getting extra scenes from the movie when you play the game.
And are movie script writers, directors, and actors going to be part of this new gaming world?
Again, many are already moving in this direction. Top writers and actors are getting involved in the production of ambitious games. And recently, there are many leading directors and actors that have been happy to sign up for the adaptation of video game content into TV series or movies. There is much more acceptance now that formats such as animation, video games, and film are all part of a common storytelling world.
And what about the way we get and play games? Is that going to change?
Yes, I feel it almost certainly will. Movie studios already have direct access to our homes through streaming services. One option for them is to provide people with access to video game libraries through subscription-based services online. This would save gamers having to buy expensive computers and game consoles to play. But it would also be a great way for the big franchises to offer more cinematic gaming experiences and new storylines relating to the recognizable characters their fan bases love.
Fascinating. Thank you for joining me today, Karen. Okay, now let's get a quick weather update from my colleague standing in...